Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Hello and welcome once again to another thrilling installment of Click It or Ticket. I am Pete Mutino.
I'm Nick Schaefer.
Glenn Marshall. Glad to be back on the internet airwaves. It's been a while.
It has. Nick was out of town.
Yeah, I was just scooped off immediately off of the train, into the car, straight to the podcast.
Yeah, we black bag him, you know, and just toss him into the car.
And my mouth is still bleeding.
Yeah, his parents keep calling because they were supposed to pick him up and they're wondering where he is, but... It's all for the sake of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
If there's any chloroform on that mic, you'll understand or pass out. But in my world, passing out is understanding.
Yeah.
I won't go down.
Well, I thought passing out was consent, Pete. Sing.
Well, understanding is kind of like consent.
All right, good practice run. Let's start this over. Oh, man. I just had a run-in with a very amusing character. I was so upset. I was coming up from D.C., and he got on the train probably at Penn Station, so I only got it for a little while. But this dude was just on his cell phone, and this guy is a complete effing maniac. He looked like a really buttoned-down, normal guy in his like late 30s, like red polo shirt, glasses, like regular haircut. He sat down, offered me a pretzel, thought it was courteous.
Did you take the said pretzel?
No, I didn't.
Oh, thank God.
That's how
I
got you.
I'm still alive, so no. And then he proceeded to call...
Sorry, if you preface that story, it's like really crazy. It's like, and then we shared pretzels together.
I had to find it in his pants, but...
But it was a good pretzel.
Yeah, great pretzel.
It was really salty and a little vinegary.
Ooh,
yummy. Crazy guy on the train.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Ryan, unplugged our shit.
All right, this guy's name was Luther. I'll spare you guys his last name.
Lex.
Stickle.
Didn't look like a Luther. But so his conversation starts out reasonably normal. He talks about how he couldn't get his MacBook shipped to where he was, so he was going to meet a friend and get the MacBook shipped to there. And then he started talking about some weird music scene and how he'd been couch surfing, which is a new website where you can just crash at a stranger's place who like volunteers it online. And he was saying he met up with this punk chick and she met up with her friends and he had a fun night. And it sounded like pretty hipster for an old dude, but whatever. It seemed harmless enough. Mm-hmm. And then he started talking about, apropos of nothing. He just starts talking about back in the day when he knew these people called like the psycho sex people, and there was a cult in New York where they would just have tons of people banging each other, and they would have arranged marriages that would last for like a week or something. And then he explained how this guy
Peter North?
Yeah. Got an arranged marriage to this gorgeous South American chick. He kept emphasizing that point. But then after they got married by the high priestess of this cult, he said they couldn't get it on because she didn't do it for him, and he had a fetish for a midget in the cult. And then some like 80-year-old woman who was also in the cult told him that he married the midget and got it on with her 3 times that night. And that was, it had no point, it had conveyed nothing beyond the fact that...
Like, what's your reaction? Did you just, like, high-five him or something after
he was
5 seconds
He wasn't
silence?
Talking to me, he was talking on the phone very
loudly. Oh, okay.
And so, like, alternatively, like, looking at the window and looking across the aisle at some girl about our age who was looking at me and, like, giggling and giving me, like, an are you shitting me sort of face.
Uh-huh.
So, Amtrak is a hostel of the damned.
I like that he can afford like a MacBook or whatever, but he's fucking, he's like what, like 40, he's crashing on people's couches.
Yeah, and then he's talking about he's flying to Brussels.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's staying at like, he said he's going to be crashing with a woman who sells like sex toys or something in Hungary.
Oh, is that lady who died with the jacket?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah.
She was resurrected by the cult in Eastern Europe.
Well, by the high priestess. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like you do.
With the aid of the midget, which he wasn't getting banged.
Well, that whole deal with it's free, just you volunteer a couch for people to crash on?
Yeah, and it's the idea is that you like meet cool... I first heard about this in Dublin because Dan's friend...
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, it was... I would be terrified.
It's like, I have a couch, but it's not like I look at it every day. It's like, you know what? Someone could be sleeping on it. Preferably someone I don't know.
This is an untapped gold mine, but I won't charge money for it.
It'll be out of the kindness of my own couch.
And
it
you
surfs
know,
up.
That's like Craigslist hookups. If there's 99% of them work and one of them's a psychopath and you have thousands and thousands of them, you're going to have a lot of people with like waking up with slit throats and gaping assholes.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
No.
You're gonna, like, and that, like, wouldn't they just, what if he just starts rifling through your shit? Like,
yeah.
Well, send a pic.
He looks like a good guy.
His dick is really big, so he
So is that a ward on it or like?
I don't know. Well, we got to find out for myself.
That's something you got to look at in person and possibly feel to understand.
Yeah, email that shit.
Oh man! So, needless to say, before I got off the train, I used my BlackBerry to book a couch surfing place in Darien.
Yeah, no, we should definitely look that up. We should start.
We should just couch surf at people like
three dudes looking for a couch.
We won't bang. We promise. In parentheses, we promise. LOL.
A second promise, casting doubt upon the first.
Speaking of casting doubt, Nick's been working once again on casting some shades of gray over the gender of certain criminals. So now the triumphant return of...
Yes, the gender of the offender.
Woo!
I love the applause. It gets me fucking pumped.
Crying for your blood.
Yeah.
Long-awaited absence.
Well, I at this point, I am presently losing to Pete 5-6.
Anybody's game.
If anyone even still cares. I know it's been like a month since we kept this tally.
If you guys,
but it's still there.
If you guys didn't start listening until after about our 10th episode or so, this is a game we played for about a week where I dig up news stories or they're sent to me, and I parse them and take out the gender of a criminal in a police report, and Pete and Glenn have to guess.
I was listening... back to one of the old ones I never listened to, and it was one of the guests of Gender the Offender ones. You know what? It was Brett. My brother was listening to it, and you slipped at one point, and neither of us caught it.
I did, and I knew I slipped. I know exactly the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was the gay bashing one where the really drunken guy in Massachusetts thought the two women were gay guys,
and he was in Provincetown.
Yeah, and when we were discussing it afterwards, maybe he thought.
And I
clammed up and tried to steer you guys away from it.
It was very awkward for us, Andy, and we're apologizing now, but these are going to be great. Let's hit it with the first one.
Yeah, let's put a little more pressure on Nick to not let it slip.
This one actually comes from listener Jeff. This is the first
Jeff Dahlia.
Jeff Dahlia, yes, and he had the first like positive feedback from a person I haven't met directly. So
go Jeff.
So thanks a lot, listener Jeff. All right, and this one is international mystery. The families of two U.S. journalists, same gender, sentenced to 12 years of hard labor in North Korea, pleaded for clemency, urging the communist government to show compassion and release them. Last name Ling and last name Lee were arrested in March and sentenced after a closed-door trial for what the state-run North Korean news agency KCNA called the grave crime they committed against the Korean nation and their illegal border crossing. They are reporters for California-based Current TV, a media venture of former U.S. Vice President Al Gore. In a joint statement Monday, their family said they were shocked and devastated by the trial and sentence and urged Pyongyang to show compassion and grant them clemency and allow them to return home to their families. They are journalists who went to China, North Korea border to do a job. We don't know what really happened on March 17th, but if they wandered across the border without permission, we apologize on their behalf. And we are certain that they have also apologized. Clever girl.
Thanks, Ryan. You're making my decision for me. I'm going two chicks.
Oh, right.
There's really not many clues there.
No, it's, with North Korea, everything is just very ambiguous.
Oh, have you seen those news stories? I saw one on 60 Minutes. They have, like, entire prisons that are, it looks like a city from the air, but it's, like, prisons. It's ridiculous. They have, like, 10 to 20,000 people of their own citizenry. Like, they have multiple of these, just, like, all over the country.
Now, are they mixed? Are they co-ed?
I don't know.
I heard that a few years ago that North Korea, population of about, 30 million?
Mm-hmm.
That a million people die of starvation every year there.
Jesus.
So think of 30 people you know and then just erase one because they couldn't find food. All right.
Border crossing.
Yep.
Journalists, you said?
Yes, journalists, California.
The reason I'm going women for that, it's like, I think the manual labor thing, I think it stands out a little more because it's like they're sentencing women to manual labor. But because like a dude, it's like, yeah, you're in prison in North Korea. What the fuck do you think you're going to be doing? You're going to be chopping rocks. Like, yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's not really a good point. But
well, no, but any justification you can provide is...
Now, were
they
Asian American?
Lee and Ling.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lee could be L-E-E, but...
It was L-E-E.
I mean, I hate to kind of nullify the competition here, but I'm also going to go with two women.
Fuck!
All right, so final answers. You guys are both correct.
Mm-hmm.
What I found it most interesting about the story was at the very end, the last paragraph. The United States has no diplomatic relations with North Korea, and Sweden represents U.S. interests there. So the Swedish ambassador told the U.S. State Department that no observers were allowed in the courtroom for the trial. and the ambassador was only allowed to see them three times. I think that's kind of, that's so...
Yeah,
I think
have to go through a proxy, and that's kind of weird.
I didn't want to refute your point, because the labor is terrible, but I was thinking, like, any American sentenced to hard labor in North Korea is terrifying to our sensibilities.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, very bizarre to me, so...
Yeah.
And we don't know what happened.
Can't they just pay a day laborer to do the, like, the manual labor for them?
Lee and Lang hired Mexicans to do the hard labor for them.
North Korea had no comment.
The Mexicans were thrilled with the improved standard of living and the $20.
Shit just got real.
Oh,
speaking of shit getting real, I still have 1 point lead over.
So it's 7-6.
I just disqualified myself.
Yeah, but it's a narrow. The margin title is narrowing in terms of the fraction.
I thought that there were clues in that story, though. One is that it was like an accidental border crossing. Mm-hmm.
Right. Isn't there like the 38th parallel is like a mile on either side. It's just like the landmine, the shit out of. There's like people with big spotlights.
Wouldn't that make the men, because they never stop for directions? Am I right, guys? Am I right?
I don't know if you guys can get this, but Pete and I are high-fiving.
Good times here on Click It or Ticket. All right, let's go to the next one.
And the other thing was the confusion. The confusion, but then also was supposed to lead you to, you know, the disorientation was the sexist me thought that might lead you towards women. And then the ballsiness of being willing to, like, snoop around the North Korean border seems like a reckless, stupid male thing to do. So
a little bit, yeah.
But anyway.
I could see that.
Was that a joke?
It is now.
Oh, okay. Ryan, the rim shot. Oh, okay.
Ryan showing us his thoughts on gender roles. all right, this one comes from New York. And
hold on, Nick. I don't think you said the magic word.
You didn't say the magic word.
Shameless use of yet another Jurassic Park drop.
All right, guys. This next question.
Is that from Jurassic Park?
This next question is really mind blowing. So. Nah.
Ryan, look what I'm grabbing right now.
Come on, Ryan. He's giving you a visual aid. Never mind.
I'm holding on to what, Ryan?
Go back to Boston. Yeah. I liked it better when you were gone.
Ooh.
All right. This one's from New York. You guys ready?
Oh, yes.
A lawyer was arrested late Monday and charged with trespassing at a public mall in the state of New York after refusing to take off a T-shirt advocating peace that was just purchased at the mall. According to the criminal complaint filed Monday, last name Downs was wearing a T-shirt bearing the words, "Give peace a chance," that the accused had just purchased from a vendor inside the Crossgates Mall in Gilderland, New York, near Albany. Mm. I was in the food court with my son when I was confronted by two security guards and was ordered to either take off the shirt or leave the mall, said Downs. When Downs refused, the security officer's orders, police from the town of Gilderland were called, and the offender was arrested and taken away in handcuffs, charged with trespassing, and that they knowingly entered or remained unlawfully upon the premises.
Whoa. For wearing a peace shirt?
Yep. And, Downs that was sold in that mall. Downs is the director of the Albany Office of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct, which investigates complaints of misconduct against judges and can admonish, censure, or remove judges found to have engaged in misconduct.
Wow.
The accused could face up to 1 year in prison if convicted.
Well, first, I just want to point out how screwed up that is. That you can get in your trouble. We've already discussed on this show how wearing a T-shirt at the wrong time can get you accused of being a terrorist.
Or no, a ninja terrorist?
Ninja pirate terrorist
something like that.
But this person wasn't wearing the T-shirt on their
head. It was a girl. She had like a really nice rack. And security guards were like, come on, take off your shirt. And it just reads differently.
See, I'm going with a man for that exact same reason. It's like you wouldn't do that. It's like, lose the shirt, honey. Give peace a chance. Instead of giving peace a chance, let's give some boobies a chance to breathe, eh? Eh?
Come on, let those puppies swim in the free air.
Said Paul Blart. see the movie.
Which is why it was
available
so popular.
Available on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah, and to the first five callers, we'll be giving away copies of Paul Blart Mall Cop Special Edition.
Once we get a phone and copies of Ball.
If you know our
Paul
cell
Mall
phone
Blart.
Numbers.
Did you say Paul Mall Blart?
Yeah, I did. Ryan, link Paul Mall Blart to this podcast.
That's one of the tags.
Yeah, one of the tags. Like,
the type of person who messes up the typo and wants to see that movie are the types of people who will like this podcast.
Damn straight, but I'm going with man.
All right, and you're and Glenn's going with woman.
Glenn's going female.
All right, Pete's wager betting on the tact and sensibilities of upstate New York security tact.
If they're right, I will be
so is well rewarded.
I've always had faith.
So what's the score now? It's 7-7.
8-7. Oh. No.
9-7.
It's
8-6.
9-7
off
6.
8-6, yeah. God damn it. I was just, I honestly, I was going for like, I didn't have much there. I was just going for the comedic value of like, some dude would be like, hey, broad. Like, yeah. Let's, it's like, you got a pretty nice rack.
I was
it's like, let's do this peacefully. Take off the shirt.
I think Pete's rationale was the way I looked at it when I, but yours is definitely funnier.
Well, he saw the same rationale, kind of. Just like
right.
He looked at the negative space on it.
But
Glenn is very right-brained.
But Glenn got, I think Glenn got thrown by the fact that it was in Gilderland in New York.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, like, it was like local yokel cops, like mall cops.
Yeah.
Being like, eh.
Honey, that shirt's against the law.
Yeah,
so,
that's
so
it.
Are there like bylaws, like mall bylaws? It's like, this is private property.
I guess it was
we
just
only support war here.
We've got the blue laws. They've got the blart laws.
The blart laws.
I think it's she was arrested on the fact that not that she refused to take off her shirt, is that she or he. It was that he refused to leave when asked.
Yeah.
But it's just so weird to me that the mall authority has that those security guards, were they being directed by like the owner of the mall?
Like, I don't know. Then it's like, look, I'm like clearly patronizing this fucking place.
Yeah, I bought this over there.
And he's eating in the food court with his son.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And if he's a lawyer, dude, those people are so fucked.
And the
They're
shirt
so fucked.
And the shirt says give peace a chance. Like, I don't see what's offensive about that. If it said like suck my cock, you faggots on it.
Or if it's
then,
like NAMBLA
then,
a chance.
Yeah, maybe give them a little trouble.
Then it'd be like, hey, could you cover that shirt up until you go outside?
Yeah, give NAMBLA a chance, and it's like a picture of an old guy like groping a young boy. Like maybe then.
We'll be selling shirts with that very image.
Give NAMBLA a chance.
With clicker taken on the back.
Yeah,
not a bad idea.
Pete winking and pointing
the 6,000th caller, we get a free shirt of that. So 4 years from now, when we get 6,000 calls,
give NAMBLA a chance. Windbreaker from our studio,
and we will play that drop for you.
Oh damn it!
Well,
Glenn, you can close the gap if you'd like.
All right,
it's all up to you.
Are you gonna go third and final here?
I think so.
I think 3 is a nice solid number.
I know. All right, so
and peace is a solid offense near Albany.
All right, so this one is pretty straightforward, I think. All right, authorities in Redfield arrested a 22-year-old on charges that the suspect had led them on a chase and then crashed their minivan into an Alco discount store and several parked cars. Spink County Sheriff Les Helm. I'm not making any of this up. These names are not changed because he's...
Spink County?
Spink County Sheriff Les Helm says the chase started Tuesday when a hit-and-run accident was reported at a convenience store. A Spink County deputy sheriff and a South Dakota Highway Patrol trooper responded and chased the vehicle 3 blocks before it crashed. Helm would not release the suspect's name until the investigation is done. The driver was treated for minor injuries at a hospital and arrested on drunken driving charges.
It couldn't have been that hard to chase them if they're, like, crashing into parked cars. You know?
Into a convenience store in South Dakota. I this just charmed me.
Well, it brings me back to my favorite like thing from movies, which I don't think really ever happens in real life. But it's like, oh no, the cops are chasing us. Time to like drive through this store or like the mall. Yeah, and there's like always a stand that like gets drilled by one of the cars, and
what
like
was
fucking
that?
Shoes or like clogs or whatever go flying up into the air.
Yeah,
and they cut like a really hard turn. Oh, it's great.
It happened in a carpool. Great
yes,
movie.
I was about to say, what
people
was
the
name
in
of that
the mall
movie?
Are like. And they like run out of the way. Oh, I love that.
And the entire movie soundtrack was just Sedated by the Ramones on a loop. And the big joke of the big punchline of the movie was that Tom Arnold's psychotic mother like takes over a Sizzler and that like 8 SWAT teams can't bring her down or something like
something
that.
Something like that. And they drove up an escalator and then the dad, who was a huge puss cake the entire movie,
yeah.
All of a sudden he's like, did I mention this thing has all-wheel drive?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like, but it's a minivan.
They drove up an escalator?
Oh, yeah.
See, this is... when did this movie come out?
Oh, like 93. It was on like...
See, there's like a solid 15-year gap there where fucking people aren't driving through storefronts anymore.
It was about the same time when Tom Arnold also was in McHale's Navy.
Oh, that movie was great. My favorite part of that movie is where like
or True Lies.
They go to Cuba. Fucking yep. U.S. Navy people go to Cuba illegally, and they like one of the dudes. They're like, "Fire torpedo number one." It's like, and they press the button,
and
like a ton of cigars come out because one of the dudes pawned off one of the torpedoes. But he decided to put all the cigars that he got in the torpedo tube for some reason.
In torpedo tube number one.
Yeah. I need to put my cigars safe. Somewhere safe. Better put them like where they're most likely to go into the ocean.
And Tim Curry is the villain,
yeah,
and the big
guy.
The big scheme is that he's gonna get like a pretty rad speedboat.
Pretty rad.
Yeah.
Rad level.
And that's like it. It's like the speedboat has a machine gun on. It's like, whoa. But the PT boat, which is souped up for their motley crew of mismatched personalities with French steward.
Anyway, though, getting back to guessing the gender of this. Oh,
I completely forgot what it was about.
So did the audience.
Guess
I'm
the
sure.
gender of Tom Arnold.
Okay. Whoa. So, wait, what was the guess? It was the crashed park car.
Yeah,
right.
Drunk driving in South Dakota.
Oh, God. That and one more thing about driving, like through, they could just go through wall. I mean, I don't know if it was like
Glenn
the old.
I spink, you should stop.
Oh, no, but you know how the cars are like made out of like
Les Helms,
heavy steel and everything. But they could just drive through walls like they were like walls from Japan, just made out of rice paper. They could just like drive, crash right through them. It wouldn't affect the car at all.
Oh, that minivan was like untouched throughout that entire movie.
I know. So, I wish I could have a picture of this car to see how
well. Look. Drunk driving, crashing into cars.
And convenience stores.
I'm gonna say confused woman. How old is the offender?
22.
22.
Ooh.
Alco discount stores can send checks. It could be a ticket.
See, the problem is, I mean, it could go either way.
I'm gonna say women. It's just a gut feeling.
I need the points here. If I agree with you, it really does nothing for me. So. Yeah, I know, but I need to fucking
play some small ball, Glenn.
I'm just gonna say you can't come from behind if you don't stop the opposition from scoring.
That's true.
It's Dr. Contrarian, motherfucker.
That's right.
But
right.
You know,
I'm going with dude because I think it's a great age for drunk driving.
A drunk driving dude.
Yeah. It's a great. And then to not yield.
Yeah, that.
Oh, you're giving that look to Pete like he's right again.
Yeah, Pete is.
God
right
damn
again.
It!
Nick and I just exchanged 8 winks and then touched each other's legs.
Oh.
Bingo.
I feel shitty because I tried to persuade you out of it. Which if you had, I just tampered with the. But you, I think you wouldn't have changed your. You
no,
weren't
no,
given
no.
your answer. So. And then that's a brilliant demonstration of the book I just read on the train, Blank by Malcolm Gladwell, with a. That your first instinct with the intuitive questions is way more correct than.
Damn it!
I'm a creature of impulse. What can
I say?
So
that's 9.
See, you got to realize eventually I'll be mauled by a velociraptor. So.
Yeah, don't worry.
Who's the real
dude? I have my fingers crossed. I'm waiting you out.
Velociraptor.
Because it's an inevitability. Yep. So I just have time is on my side. Because
Glenn gets the win by default, and the velociraptor gets delicious food and the ability to open doors.
Hold on, but. You are the clever girl because you're winning.
Oh.
Therefore, you're the velociraptor.
Wow, why didn't I even think of that? So yeah, I just mauled your ass.
Yeah, no. You didn't maul me.
No,
you
your
mauled.
Problem was when you built your stupid little theme park, you should have just had doorknobs instead of the lever thing, and then you'd be fine because I don't have opposable thumbs.
And also, you have all the same problems as amusement parks and major zoos.
Hold on to your butts.
Yes.
There we go.
That's what I was trying
That's
to get out of
I was grabbing my own ass. What do you think, just for fun, Ryan? That's what I do the whole podcast?
Well, it is kind of a nervous habit of
yeah,
yours.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right. No. So all I'm saying is
on air.
The question was mauled. The question is the guy with the shotgun, not me. I'm not sitting there fucking like aiming at you.
That was Muldoon, right?
Yes. Yeah. He had really nice legs.
Yeah.
Those short shorts and the high socks.
Yeah, nice calves.
I don't know. What does he actually do there?
He looks like he plays soccer a lot.
Well, I think
legs.
He's
at the
just
park.
Kind
what
of
is
like
a security.
He's one of like just the head scouts.
Well, he's the dude at the end with shoot her or the beginning. I mean, remember like. When they're bringing in the velociraptors?
I think in the book, he was the head of wildlife supervision.
Okay. Because
he was like the warden.
It's funny because he clearly, he's only there because of the raptor, but he clearly hates the raptors. He's like, these things are horrible nightmare creatures that should be destroyed. If you had any soul! And that's
I love that the constant
well, he kinda
warning.
Gets, he gets very,
that's foreshadowing.
He gets very dramatic about everything, though. I remember when they're just kind of talking about the trial run, and then he goes, quiet, all of you. They're approaching the Tyrannosaur paddock.
Oh, they're approaching the Tyrannosaur paddock. Yeah.
So dramatic.
Yeah.
And quasi-Australian, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I don't see why he needs to hear that well.
Yeah.
For them to... well, anyway.
Dude, I cannot wait to the next guess the gender of the offender. I need to go 3-0, baby.
Yeah, this is a little cruel. I do have 2 more in the queue, and we're leaving Glenn... with this taste of defeat in
Should
his
we
mouth.
Should we do one more?
I have the
one
taste
more
of shit in my mouth right now.
He still can't tie it, so we can...
Let's do one
what's
more.
What's the score now? 9-6?
9-6.
Shit!
One more for the road. Aha, 69 is the score. Haha.
Why don't we do it
Sorry,
in the road?
I had to go there.
Dear Glenn, I am God.
Just once again, just throw it out there. If you have any news stories that you think could be a possible guess the gender of the offender, send them to nick@peakglennandnick.com.
And it doesn't need to be necessarily guess the gender, and you don't need to see how I'll do it. Just any odd news stories in any fashion, they can be there for discussion. They can be for guests the state, and I can do multiple choice with it.
Yeah, we're just trying to get you to do our work for us.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's,
and then
it's
we'll
called,
tweak it and take credit for it.
No, it's called user-created content. It's how YouTube got huge, man.
Oh,
we're going to sell this to Fox for like $8 zillion.
Oh, okay. And we'll definitely share the profits with you guys.
Yeah, remember what?
I was supposed to laugh off
in the form of windbreakers.
Yeah, remember.
A NAMBLA t-shirt. Really?
The skies will be, it'll be raining windbreakers all across America.
We're breaking new ground here. Remember when Al Gore invented the internet, guys?
Yes. No. I?
Good. That's all I wanted to ask.
And when he sent those two reporters from California to North Korea to do hard labor.
Man, he is just a pioneer.
God, I love the internet.
What a convenient truth. The internet is. It is convenient in a reality. All right.
Zany.
Final guess the gender for the road for all you cats out there.
If I lose this, I'm going to fall on my mic like I'm committing seppuku.
Let's see. Oh, this one's good. This is another DUI one. So maybe, Glenn, you can purge these. And this one's a little bit more
Well, I
zany.
Did just binge, so I do need to purge.
You do need to purge. All right. This is in Enola, Pennsylvania.
Mm. All right.
Police in South Central Pennsylvania say a local was arrested for driving under the influence and possession of drug paraphernalia in a police station's parking lot. East Pennsboro Police Chief Dennis McMaster says the 37-year-old Mechanicsburg resident caught the attention of an officer by speeding through the parking
lot. Mechanicsburg?
Oh, yeah, that's a real place. Guess what they do there?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, isn't that a little on the nose? Like, how lazy were they?
Hey, hang on. I want to hear the rest of this.
Right. Do they have a computer coming up with names for the area?
It's actually Al Gore.
Listen, in future dystopias, it'll only make it more convenient when they don't have to change their name to what they do.
A convenient truth.
All right. Mechanicsburg resident caught the attention of an officer by speeding through the parking lot Sunday night. The police station's parking lot. McMaster says the officer saw the offender park between two marked police cars, turn off their headlights, recline their seat, and close their eyes. McMaster says the officer approached the car to check on the driver and saw an empty bottle of vodka on the floor. The offender was later found to have a 112 blood alcohol level.
Wow.
0.112,
of
course.
I was going to say. His blood is entirely made up of alcohol. Yeah,
and then some.
And then some, yeah.
Police.
He's bursting at the seams with alcohol.
He sneezed and vodka came out. Police say the officer also found a pipe with traces of marijuana.
Oh, no.
Mm. I'm going, dude.
Well, the police station is the last place they'd expect.
Well, that's true.
Jeez. I guess I could see a guy doing that if he got really blacked out. I don't feel like a girl would, you know. I feel like if you had that high of a blood alcohol content as a girl, you'd be dead. It's just like
0.112. But isn't blood alcohol content all relative to?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. It's just I feel like it can hit them harder just because they tend to be smaller.
Mm.
So I feel like
people routinely hit 0.2 on a night out.
Yeah, and if said person is an alcoholic,
is this just some bait to get Glenn a point? To
no, I'm just saying things? Like alcoholics like once they get the tolerance up, they can function like ridiculously well at high levels because they're used to it. Their body like
you see, I'm in a moral dilemma here. Do I go with dude, which I'm pretty certain is right, or do I take the fall and let Glenn catch
up a
little.
Dude, Nick's trying to get you to pick girl because it's a fucking girl.
I'm going
to
go girl and
I
let's just
you.
See.
No, you're,
you're giving him the fucking sparkly eyes, dude. I know.
All right,
God damn it.
I think it's a man, but I'm going to go with woman. Let's see if it pans out.
And thinking that I'm trying to trick you guys.
No, not even. I just want to.
I see the sparkle in your eyes.
I want to play my luck. I want to try my
lady
luck.
Lady
luck, baby.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight.
All right.
Hit me with that.
Luck be like a really hot dude tonight.
Hit me with that Sinatra stuff.
All right. So Pete's going with woman and.
Yeah.
Glenn is going with man.
I'm locking in with dude because I know.
Nick, what?
God damn it!
What is the
fuck?
What is the gender of the offender?
Oh, Glenn is closing the lead.
Yes!
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I need to apologize. I handled that so badly. If you guys noticed, when we were talking about the excessive, I dropped a he in there.
Yeah.
So when he
I knew it was a guy.
But that could have been just a universal pronoun.
Yeah.
But you know,
hypothetical of 112%.
I've been searching the lands ever since we started this game for something called competition, and I'm yet to find it.
Hey. I'm only down by fucking two.
Well, will you catch up next time? Find out next time on the next episode of Click It or Ticket. Thank you for listening,
Thanks
everybody.
A lot.